My name is Ray Park. You may know me as playing Darth Maul in the Phantom Menace, Clone Wars, and also Solo at Star Wars Story. You're listening to Star Wars Stuff Podcast, The Force is Strong with You All. And remember, Sith Walk.
Hey, this is Dominic Pace, who plays Gecko the Bounty Hunter from The Mandalorian, letting you all know you are listening to the Star Wars Stuff Podcast. Wishing everybody all the best, and may the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you!
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Star Wars Stuff Podcast. My name is David.
I'm Colin.
And I'm Josh.
And this is where we talk all things Acolyte, especially today. And the trailer just dropped. All three of us were in London. We saw the trailer, the very first trailer that they released to Celebration. Me and Colin had a discussion on whether or not we're going to get the same trailer. I guess we kind of did with some minor alterations.
Extremely similar.
Yeah, yes. Very, very close to. I think the trailer at Celebration was actually longer than this
It
one.
Was. Yeah.
So
it definitely was. The other thing is there were, so the beginning was like the exact same, except the trailer in London that we got did not have the younglings actually speaking. It was just the Jedi Master Saul just talking the entire time, and then it cut to of where you had the other Jedi in that cantina slash pub. So that to me was like, oh, okay, so we are getting stuff new. The only thing that I'm bummed about is we didn't get the shot of the Nemodian from the trailer in London, because that character I wanted to see more of, just because of if you guys haven't seen, or well, not seen, but if you guys haven't read the High Republic books, go read them, because there are some characters from those books in that are going to be in the show. So check it out.
And that's the only cameos I want. Maybe like a 2 second thing of Yoda, and that's it. Don't touch anything else, please.
I think we might see Hu Yang like for like a brief second, which makes sense.
That's fine.
And then the other Jedi Masters that are still alive around then is Jedi Master Yarl Poof and the snake guy. I can't think of
Obi-Rensis.
Thank you. Yeah.
What is your thoughts on the timing of this like season coming right after Ahsoka for live action? Because these are literally complete opposites on the timeline. Yeah. And I'm sitting here going like, this is going to confuse a lot of people. If you stick Hu Yang in there, and the people are going to be like, that guy, I like that guy.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of similar to when they dropped the first season of The Mandalorian, because I remember people asking me questions. They're like, I don't understand. Like, I don't know where Finn is. I don't know where Rey is. Like, what's going on? And, and to me, I was just like, you just got to really pay attention of what's going on. And especially with the show, because I think you're right. I think people off the bat are going to be like, I'm so confused. Like, is this happening during the Clone Wars? But if they do an intro where it kind of explains of what's going on, and they explain that's happening during the High Republic.
Please.
Yes.
Just stick a year up there.
Yeah. Yeah. Something that Josh and I were talking about yesterday was like that poster that they dropped went hard, man. Like of the lightsaber being dragged through the blood. I was like, whoa, man. Like that's that's hardcore. So I was just like, this is going to be fire. So thank you for everyone that is joining our live stream. Happy to see you. We're so hyped, and we are going to break down the trailer. So let's get into it here. Let me turn down the volume here. So we know that I just realized I didn't even add it. There we go. Okay. So I'll quiet for a second. There we go. So close your eyes. The Jedi talking is the character Saul. I did look in my High Republic character encyclopedia. He's not in there. And
I think his name is Soul, right? S-O-L?
Yes. Yeah. So I don't know if it's Soul
because he's Korean.
Yeah. And Golden this is the actor. And this is the actor that was in Squid Games. I've never watched Squid Games, but I know Josh was very excited. Of when he was announced at Lee Jong Celebration.
Yes. Not trust them.
So there's a bunch of new aliens, which I love, and then there's some old aliens that we haven't seen in a bit. But there's this one right here that I think Hunter and a podcast group chat pointed out, and he looks like Sid the Sloth from Ice Age. but there's a lot of new aliens in here, which is fantastic.
Balance. Yeah, I think in the back there, if you scroll back, you see Vernestra Rowe from the High Republic novels.
Oh, hang on. Like of... Like there?
Further back. Life. Right there.
Okay. Oh, man. Yeah, no. So who do we think that the main enemy here is going to be? I know a lot of people are thinking it's going to be Darth Plagueis. It could be an entire new person because, again, this is during a timeline where it hasn't been established like that much of and we do see some characters from the books. But other than that, like, I don't think we're going to see young Palpatine until maybe much, much later. But we don't have the exact year of when this is taking place either. So,
yeah, Palpatine technically wasn't born yet, right?
Yeah, no, he wasn't.
I think this is, I think the main bad guy or bad people leader is like, is it Anisea? I think that's what her name is.
She was
on stage during Celebration explaining a little bit more about it. But
yeah,
from everything that we saw, and I think that this is quite interesting. It's not just like we still have the rule of two going on right now, from what I know. And it's not like there's going to be a bunch of Sith. I genuinely think that this is a bunch of people trying to compete against each other to become the next Sith.
Ooh,
because I like that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Because I think, like they said, like a bunch of people have going around, like this person's going around, people are murdering Jedi. I was like, ooh, that's a really cool statement. Then I was like, oh, okay, they have two different people, they have the same clothing, and they look very similar to their leader, which is, I'm assuming, is the Anisea girl. And I'm like, I think it's a bunch of people competing to be able to be the next Sith or the next apprentice, at least.
Yeah, there was a big info dump on StarWars.com. So Mother Anisea, her details are, Mother Anisea is the leader of a coven of witches who value their independence and the preservation of their beliefs and powers.
Okay.
So she might be like a gray type character instead of just light or dark. And she has that whole power statement towards the end of the trailer. I like the look of her, though. She looks really good.
So when that character first popped up, I thought it was going to be her. But she has a different name. She's from something called the Path of the Open Hand. And they have very similar traits. So I thought it was going to be her, but this is an entirely new character. But as we continue in the trailer,
I see fire.
We kind of sense more of a darkness that's happening, and I think Josh is right. I think people will be kind of competing, like, on who's going to be the next Sith.
Someone is killing Jedi.
And this character, his name is Yord. Oh man, there is going to be so many new cool characters, and I'm definitely for it.
Yeah. So Yord is a Jedi Knight and guardian from the Jedi Temple. Is an overachiever and a rule follower. His need to be a by the book Jedi can cloud his mind. That's the explanation on StarWars.com.
Okay, man. I really I know there's characters from the books that are going to be in here, but none of my favorite characters have been confirmed yet. There's this Jedi named Reeth, which is, you know, he is fantastic. He was in the second High Republic book. I was hoping that he will make an appearance. And then I think my favorite Jedi out of all that have been coming out of the books would probably have to be Stellan, which again, you need to read the books, but I don't want to spoil anything. But yeah, no, I'm honestly, all of these new Jedi, like, that are showing up, especially the fact that Yonas is back as a Wookiee, but as a Jedi, is sick. And they actually brought that costume out on stage at Celebration. I was so over the moon, and that's just going to be sick. Is there any Jedi that we're hoping to see, or like, are we just like, I'm okay with any new character that pops up?
What is it like? We're thinking it's like 200 years, 100 years before Phantom Menace.
So the High Republic books take place about 200 years before.
No, I know, but we're on our phase three of.
Yeah, it's 100 years before the Phantom Menace.
Right. I was gonna say, yeah.
I'm wondering where phase three of all the High Republic novels will end versus where this starts and ends.
And I believe this is the final phase too.
Phase three is the final phase of anything to do with the High Republic.
Yeah. So I think going forward, I think that they'll probably continue the High Republic with the Acolyte and probably games and stuff too. I think that is what will continue the High Republic era.
Yeah, I just wonder how much Lucasfilm is going to invest in the High Republic. We all know they're investing here heavily with Acolyte, but it seems with like outside of live action, they're doing a lot with comics and novels. But yeah, the Wookiee Jedi, his name is Kel Neca.
Yeah.
A Wookiee Jedi is a loner who lives a solitary life. So that's interesting.
Fantastic.
Martial arts being such a big part of this is amazing to see, I think. Which is really, really cool. I was talking to Anto today, and he was talking to me about how he is absolutely a giant fan of anything to do with, like, you got your wire work and actually getting the flowy feeling of the Force, and I think is very, really, really, really cool. Got that Kill Bill in there, so I think that's what the director said. She's like, I would like to have that in there. So I was like, ooh, really cool to see it in the trailer again as well.
Yeah. This scene right here looks very, very High Republic-esque.
Yes. I'm glad that we're going. Yeah, I'm glad that we're going back to Coruscant. And we are going to see, like, we are going to see the Jedi Temple in a whole different era. This character right here, if you're watching the live stream, that's walking through, she is a character from the books. I'm trying to find a picture. Sorry, this is a big encyclopedia. A lot of characters.
Which encyclopedia is that you're using?
This is the Star Wars, the High Republic character encyclopedia. So this goes all the way up to the end of phase two. I couldn't find a picture, darn. But this character is from the High Republic books. If someone watching the live stream knows who this character is, please comment. But
I know who it is.
Well, David, take it away, man.
All right. So, Vernestra Vern Rowe. Vernestra Rowe is an elder Jedi master who has ascended the ranks of the Jedi from a teenage prodigy to a leader in the Order. She became one of the youngest Jedi Knights in a generation at age 15 and solidified her status as a prodigy when she took Imri Kantaros as a Padawan the next year. With a purple-bladed lightsaber that can change into a light whip, young Rowe led with unwavering faith in the Force and devotion to the Jedi Order. But in the year after the fall of the Starlight Beacon, while mourning those lost in the destruction, including her own Padawan, Vernestra pulled back from the Order and shifted her focus to heal herself.
She was in phase one, and then she's in a couple of the novels as well. Yeah, so this is her right here. So,
Yeah, she was in Light of the Jedi, the very first High Republic novel that we read on the podcast. Yeah. And then I believe she was in the second one as well. I think she was on the cover of it.
It's so cool. I just love the fact that we're getting like this new era of Star Wars and characters that are similar. I love the shot too of
Carrie Ann Moss and
Amanda
Stenberg. Yeah, I think they both look terrific. I think a lot of people are freaking out right now about Carrie Ann Moss being in here. I've seen a lot of comments saying like, wow, Carrie Ann Moss is actually in Star Wars. A lot of people didn't realize that.
Let them fight.
Yeah.
I've got this urge to do a Jedi High Republic costume, and just seeing their robes and stuff is sick. I was talking with Christian earlier, and I think we're going to try and get a group of people to do these types of costumes for Dragon Con, because it's sick, man. Like, it's so cool. Our darkness rises.
This isn't about good or bad.
Poor ship.
Ilum?
Could this maybe be Ilum? Or could it be a different planet? Could they be going there?
That'd be nuts.
Yeah, that would be crazy. I mean, the only reason why that I bring up the planet Ilum is because in Ilum, you have a tradition of where Jedi younglings go there to collect their Jedi crystals. So maybe they go here, a mission goes wrong because the Jedi Master on the ship is almost assassinated by, this upcoming darkness coming through, and then the mission goes sideways. Like, who knows? But
power, and who is allowed to use it?
And then we get to this part. Look at that, man. Oh my gosh. So they didn't show
they shortened that. I was like, that was like the best scene that we got to see there, man.
Yeah,
we're going nuts for that.
Did we see the... I don't think we saw the explosion in London, though. We just saw, like, a front shot of them igniting their sabers, and then it, like, cut out.
This person has to be very powerful to force push. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think 8 Jedi all at once.
I mean, it's obviously Darth Plagueis, right?
That would be very cool. That would be very cool. I mean... We know the person wielding the lightsaber is a humanoid of some sort, just because of their hand.
Right.
So it could be Darth Plagueis. It could be,
Plagueis is immune. Does immune have like 5 digits and like a humanoid hand like that?
Let's find out.
See, I don't, just because like the Sith use red sabers, I'm not sure that that necessarily means anything, because like I'm assuming you could definitely have Jedi in this who have left the Order but just have red lightsabers because they bled the crystal. It doesn't require any Sith knowledge to bleed a crystal, and I'm pretty sure it's literally just like you pour your emotion into it. So I personally, I don't think it's necessary that they have to be like a Sith to use it or make it red.
I mean, they could also just have gone to the planet.
I just picked it up.
Yeah, they like could have gone to Korriban and they could have just found like a random Sith saber, like after the war and the Old Republic. They could have just gone to the Sith like world and just found one. Because there's that episode in Rebels of where they go to that Sith area of where there's a bunch of Jedi lightsabers laying around, a bunch of Sith lightsabers laying around. So that could be the case. This person could be posing as a Sith. Like they don't have enough darkness in them to make the crystal bleed or confliction. Who knows? But the fact that this person, which I love the shot, but I hate it because you know that they're cutting that scene off just a little yeah. bit because you can't see the actual person holding the saber. You can see the saber in that shot, but you just can't see like the person wielding it, which now we got to wait until June, which sucks. But at the same time, like the anticipation is real. Ah, and we're getting a 2-episode premiere of this. We are getting a full man. I'm hoping each episode is maybe at least 40 minutes long. I'm hoping. I think that's the rumor too.
Yeah, the rumor is 35 to 50, like a typical Star Wars show.
So. Yeah. So
but I guess why can't it be May 4th? Like why not May 4th? Why June 4th?
well, on May 1st is the last episode of the Bad Batch. It's the series finale. So I think they're giving it like a month's time. But they're also no stranger to doing Star Wars shows back to back, because I think last year it was as the season 2 of the Bad Batch was ending was when season 3 of the Mandalorian was starting. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Oh man. So how do we feel about the trailer?
Good. I'm very interested to see other people, like your normal person's reaction, because your normal Star Wars fan doesn't normally care. Okay, so normal Star Wars fan doesn't care about like animated series, but if they want to go watch Ahsoka, there's a lot of like intended and needed knowledge. This is completely new. This is a lot of new stuff. Like you'll have cameos of stuff if you want to read a book. But what I'm saying here is like, this is stuff that I don't know. It's fresh and it's new to a lot of us. And I think going to be able to have that experience again with other people instead of immediately speculating and being like, oh, that's that person. Oh, that's this person is going to be a lot of fun. I love bringing back something more mystical and religious bases all the way into to Star Wars in general. And like the way everything looks in these trailers, I think we talked about it the first time we saw it, just looks amazing.
Yeah.
So this Facebook user asks, are we going to get Neo? We just might. There's that really big rumor that Keanu Reeves is somehow involved as Revan.
That would be nuts. Please.
That's the fan cast, the fan cast right there.
I think if it was, it would be maybe like an old hologram. It could be an old like an old vision, but that's in the Old Republic. This is the High Republic. We have to remember that timeline, right? So I would love that, but the other rumor is that he's just making a cameo as a different, you know, Jedi Master. He's just he's not going to be I would love for him to be Raven, but if they did it, it would have to be like a flashback or like an old hologram or something. It would
obviously
make sense. But, to have Raven just be there.
Well, I mean, again, if they do a prologue, a live action prologue, that'd be awesome to see him in that and kind of set up the Republic and like the old Republic. They could set up the old Republic while introducing us to the end of the High Republic, and it gets all confusing. But
yeah,
it would be cool.
They were gonna actually, there was a Clone Wars episode. It was the Mortis arc of where they actually had the son, which was voiced by Sam Witwer, and he was actually getting counsel from a bunch of the old Sith, including Darth Malice And then there was Darth Raven there as well. And then Dave Filoni cut that because he thought that would confuse the audiences. But they've hinted at that the Old Republic is canon. I think for the most part that the Old Republic is canon. But, you know, only time will tell. I would love that. Josh, how do you feel about that? Like, if Keanu Reeves like came in and did like a small cameo as Darth Raven.
You're going to open up a giant can of worms with that one. Cause I genuinely would love that. I think it's a fan cast of a fan cast, as David was saying, but like, I don't know. Cause do we know that like Revan is real because of the ship name, but I don't know. I want to see like something more dedicated to him instead of him just randomly popping up. But,
yeah.
You know, for all I know, like Keanu's old, so might as well do it now. So
yeah.
It makes sense. So I'm like, yeah. But like, I'm wondering, because we don't know his story and how it fits into this kind of timeline and how it works, which will be very interesting. Because could you have him be good now?
Yeah.
After his whole thing and then bring him in? Because I feel like he's such a complex character. Like, I want to see the beginning, the middle, and the end. So who knows? I mean, yeah. I wouldn't be mad. It'd be awesome to see him.
The other thing is at this point, I think that the Nihil is like died down, because I'm surprised that we didn't get any hint of that faction in this trailer at all. So I assume at the end of this phase that we won't see them anymore. I'm still reading the books, but the Nihil was a very powerful force. They weren't like Sith or anything like that. They were kind of its own thing.
Space Vikings.
Yeah. So it's gonna be really interesting to see of where they go with everything in this. I'm so excited.
I don't think we've had Star Wars Jedi where it is like the way of the Jedi. It's much more of the book Jedi versus much more the politics Jedi. And I think being able to see that is going to be great, really cool on screen. I can't wait to see what people feel about that, because I feel I don't think any of us really think about it as, when you're like, oh, my favorite Jedi, it's usually the ones that follow like the path. And like, this is my religious base. And
yes.
Blah, blah, blah. So, I mean,
yeah.
Oh, man. Very cool. Very, very cool.
There's a line from the prequels from Mace Windu where he says, we are keepers of the peace, not soldiers. This is what that show is. They are peacekeepers. And I'm I am over the moon. I'm thrilled. I'm excited for this new era of Star Wars. And I was talking with Hunter earlier, and this new era of Star Wars is exciting. We are exploring places, new characters, some familiar characters and familiar places. But at the same time, it's Star Wars, but new. And that's what a lot of us have been waiting for. And this will probably bring in some new Star Wars fans, which is also exciting. So I'm ready for it. Sign me up. Let's go. June 4th can't come soon enough. Like, I'm so pumped. Yeah.
This
still looks sick. Yeah. Oh yeah, and the other thing is, the three of us got these Acolyte shirts, right? And now we can wear them and people will know what it is.
We've been wearing it for like 8 months.
Yeah. So, man, yeah, no, I'm so excited. It's gonna be so cool. Who do we think that figure is that's up on the rocks?
Gabriel Byrne.
Elaborate.
A long time ago, Gabriel Byrne was rumored to be a Sith. The actor, he's an actor named Gabriel Byrne. He's done a lot of I think darker movies, but there was a fan made trailer where someone stuck that actor in a bunch of spots where a Sith would be. It just kind of like looks like the back of him. But oh. Yeah, I mean, I tried to like figure out exactly who that is, and yeah, no, I know I did. Is that the back of, like, is that hair? Is that a helmet? I mean, what?
Yeah.
Is that one of the witches? I don't know.
Man, this is such an exciting time. Kind of going back to what Josh said is like, I know a bunch of us would love to see, you know, more of Yoda and more of, you know, these characters that we know, but the fact that we're getting all this new stuff is super exciting. I know Yoda, Yaddle, Hopo Rancisis, and Yero Poof are like alive at this point, right? And then you've got Hugh Yang as well. But what's great to me is we're in a timeline where it's not tied directly to the Skywalker saga. So there's not going to be an R2-D2 cameo. Finally. There's not going to be, Luke Skywalker just showing up. It's
all fun and games until they're like, I'm going to go see the future now. And they go, and then it's Anakin being born. I'd be like, are you serious?
No!
No Tatooine. No! I'm so happy.
Don't say that. Please. Because we could go to Tatooine. You know? Who knows?
No, dude. Please, no.
Oh, man. I wouldn't mind it.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have no problem of I'm going back to Tatooine, but I know, for example, of my wife, she hates it every time that they go back. She hates it. But I'm just like, that is where Star Wars began. It began on that sand planet. And it's just such an iconic place. So I wouldn't mind going back there. I know we're definitely going back to Coruscant, so I'm excited about that. And it is revealed that the Jedi Temple was built on top of a Sith Temple, which is very, very cool and very interesting. So I wonder if we'll maybe talk about that. Maybe we get a scene of where a Jedi that's kind of falling from the path maybe discovers the hidden temple underneath, and then maybe that's where they get the idea to restart the Sith again and stuff. I mean, who knows? But it was revealed in, I believe, the second High Republic book that the Jedi Temple was built on top of a Sith Temple. So that would be really cool. And we actually were supposed to get that in Rise of Skywalker. One of the original openings was Kylo Ren going back to the Jedi Temple, going in there, and he's walking through like the old temple, and you see like different things that we've seen before, and then he goes to the secret room, he presses a button, he goes down an elevator, and then boom, it's a Sith temple underneath, and then that was supposed to blow the like everyone's minds, like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. They didn't do that. They went a completely different route. But we did get the hint at this in the High Republic novel. So if we discover more about the Sith, I'm all for it. Like, just adding more lore to this universe is just fantastic. So I'm ready. I'm hyped.
Let's talk about some of these characters here. So on the far right here, this looks like that's Daphne Keen. She looks to be a humanoid alien here. Her name is Jecki, J-E-C-K-I, and she's actually the Padawan of Master Soul. And in her data bank at StarWars.com, it says, although she is young, she projects calm and conducts herself with maturity.
Do we know that alien species?
It doesn't look like a species I've ever seen before.
She's got two horns, right?
It looks like six.
Okay. Well, she could be a Zabrakian, like, potentially.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And the character right next to her in the picture here, his name is Yord. Yord is a Jedi Knight and Guardian from the Jedi Temple. He's an overachiever and a rule follower. I believe I read his description already. His need to be a by the book Jedi can cloud his mind.
Yeah, I really wish that we got that scene from the trailer in London of where we see them all turn on their lightsabers. That was like the hype moment of where we were all just like, all right, this is happening. This is sick. Man, I can't wait. I'm trying to think of the stuff that they left out from the trailer in London in this one.
The beginning, I think, was shortened because there was a longer sequence with Carrie Ann Moss.
Yes.
Because you look down the corridor, and it was like a lot of buildup, it felt like to me. Yeah. That and the very end, I think. The very end at London Celebration, they showed that frontal shot of the sabers igniting, and that was it. They cut. They faded black there. But other than that, I don't remember a whole lot. I remember the Padawan, the youngling sequence. I remember that. We got a lot of that, and Colin pointed out that we got dialogue from a youngling.
Yeah, there is the... So, it's very similar, but they do have a shot of where there is a Nemodian, and then you have like more stuff happening in the temple. Yeah. So it is very similar, but they just took out a couple of things. So I'm just curious of... Oh, man. Yeah, no, I am so excited. I know I keep saying that. I'm like a broken record, but I've been waiting for this for a long time.
We have been waiting a very long time and talking about it for a very long time.
Yeah, so this is just going to be sick. Coruscant, man, let's go. I mean, in the High Republic books too, Yoda doesn't really make that large of an appearance. Like, he shows up here and there, but it's not like he's like a main character. So I expect for him to maybe be at the temple. Maybe he is meditating or something, and that's it. But I'm not expecting like a full episode of where Yoda's leading the charge on missions and stuff. I'm not really expecting that. Yeah. And if Frank Oz comes back, you know, I'm over the moon. Let's go. Tom Kane is no longer voicing Yoda. Because of under his circumstances, and it's a new actor. He's voicing, I can't think of the actor's name, but he's voicing him in the Young Jedi Adventures on Disney Plus, which, by the way, they go to Galaxy's Edge and Batu in two of those episodes. Yeah, so if you want to see Galaxy's Edge on screen, you can go watch that. It's not live action, but it's okay. Oh, man. Well, yeah. I know there's more to talk about, but is there anything else that you guys want to talk about right now?
Well, there's an article on Collider. I was thinking about reading it on the podcast here.
Okay. Shoot.
I'll bring it up here on the screen so you kind of see what I'm reading here. So, this was just published on Collider about 2 hours ago. It states, "Trouble brews for the Jedi in the first trailer for the Acolyte." There you can see Amanda Stenberg there in her, I guess, kind of like, it feels like it's like Asian type of like chainmail almost, with like a purple robe. It's kind of interesting. The big picture, Star Wars Acolyte is set during the High Republic era, 100 years before the prequel trilogy. The show features a star-studded cast, including Amanda Stenberg, Lee Jung-jae, and Carrie Ann Moss. The Acolyte promises to delve into shadowy secrets and emerging dark side powers in a mystery thriller format.
Yes.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, those iconic words mean a lot to us. But now we're going even further back in time with the upcoming launch of Star Wars Acolyte, the trailer for which has just made its way through hyperspace and into our devices. The show, which will star Amanda Stenberg, is a brand new series from the creator of Russian Doll, Leslie Headland. The trailer offered fans a glimpse at Lee Jung-jae as a Jedi Master teaching a class of younglings at a Jedi temple, and also featured the first look at series star Stenberg as a masked warrior entering into a scuffle with Carrie Ann Moss's Jedi Knight. While the High Republic is an era largely of peace, it's clear a conflict is brewing as Jedi throughout the galaxy prepare to face mysterious threats from all around. The show will be set 100 years prior to the events of Star Wars prequel trilogy, a time which is known as the High Republic. The era of the High Republic has been documented extensively via Star Wars books, and the era is currently the focus of a publishing initiative which goes by Star Wars The High Republic, as we all know. The scope of the expanded Star Wars universe, both in time and space, has been one ripe for exploration, a theme which was touched upon when Colliders. Maggie Leavitt spoke with Kathleen Kennedy, the current president of Lucasfilm, about the potential of the Acolyte series. Kennedy said, "We actually were intrigued with that because if that show works, then it really gives us an opportunity to expand on that. And that's what's so great about television, because it gives us sort of this larger playground for experimenting." Stenberg was first attached to lead back in December 2021. I think we all found out via like Instagram or something. It was kind of weird. But Lucasfilm didn't confirm their cast until Stenberg was at San Diego Comic-Con last year when she was promoting A24's horror film, Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. A few months down the line, a host of names are suddenly linked with a project with Jodie Turner-Smith and talks to board the project alongside Squid Games. Lee Jung-jae joining in lead role. He was an Emmy winner. Manny Jacinto from Russian Dolls. Charlie Barnett. As production got underway for the series last November, the ever-impressive cast bulked out with more quality after the additions of Carrie-Anne Moss, Rebecca Henderson, Dean Charles Chapman, and Daphne Keene, all of whom boarded the project. The official synopsis of the show is as follows. Acolyte is a mystery thriller that will take viewers into a galaxy of shadowy secrets and emerging dark side powers in the final days of the High Republic era. A former Padawan reunites with her Jedi master to investigate a series of crimes.
That's cool.
Who does that sound like to you, of a former Padawan? I don't think that's Daphne Keene's character. Could that be Vernestra Rowe?
Jar Jar Binks.
But the forces they confront are more sinister than they ever anticipated. And there we have
poster. You know how fun that would be if at the end of this is where you got that reveal of like, like it'd be a Sith temple underneath.
That's what Ahmed Best was doing in that mocap suit the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Like, imagine if it was like the Sith temple is the reveal, like the Sith temple is the reveal at the end of this, where like they follow this like trail all the way down, like to the point where like, all right, I think maybe the Sith are back. And then they're like, oh no, it's been like under our nose the whole time. This is way out of hand.
Yeah.
Because I genuinely think that we're going to have some big reveals in this, but I don't think that the characters that actually, like, let's say it's like a detective mystery thing. They figure out all the pieces, they all come together, and then the audience gets to see it. But the people that would have known it to spread that information probably die or don't get that information out, or they join the dark side. That's what I think is going to happen in my head.
I'm really hoping that the show goes for a couple of seasons at least, and the show will end kind of just flowing into the
baby Palpatine.
Well, not
that'd be crazy.
I mean, not essentially baby Palpatine, but like of we maybe meet the character Darth Plagueis, right? And then like
that's the dream, I think.
Right. And it's not fully revealed that it's Darth Plagueis until we actually hear his name, because we know that he is a senator. He actually goes to see Anakin in the Phantom Menace, in his old novel that's no longer canon. It's Legends, but we know that he is around like that time. He is a very old person. So if we see him maybe at the end of the first season of being like, hey, this is Senator, you know, and then you're just like, oh my God. And then that leads into season two. And then we like see more of him. And then the entire show will end leading in like where it leads into the prequels. I think that would just be fantastic and just kind of tie everything together and, you know, hype up the prequels even more, in my opinion, because we've heard the line, have you ever heard the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise over like thousands of times? Like, how cool would it be to actually finally see him on screen? Oh, it'd be so cool. Ugh.
They have that opportunity, man. I mean, it's there. To me, that would be like a no-brain thing to do. I mean, it would be a whole lot easier to write this show if you include Darth Plagueis and you have all that history. And Leslie Headlin, the showrunner for The Acolyte, we all know is a big fan of the novels and Star Wars. So, I mean, she could pull from a variety of places and it wouldn't surprise me. I'm keeping my expectations low, though, because I would love, love, love to have all kinds of like different reveals and different characters from the past, like a Plagueis reveal and some Palpatine connection, yeah, whatever. But I mean, it would be cool to have something totally brand new and characters that are featured, sure, that are just not familiar with us, that familiar with us, and not familiar at all with the general public. I think the way the show looks is it looks really good. I'm excited for it. When we saw the trailer in London, I got hyped for it. So it's fast, it's intense. So June 4th, man, it's right around the corner. I wish it was May 4th, but that would have been pretty cool.
Do you think Skeleton Crew's trailer is going to drop on May the 4th?
I mean, it could. We're probably not getting that show until November. So,
and that's wild, man, because we're supposed to get it last year.
Yeah, and we actually were supposed to get that show before Acolyte. And so it's crazy to me. But either way, we're getting Star Wars, and we've still got Star Wars Outlaws that's still supposed to come out this year. Hunters, maybe, probably not. I don't know. That game has kind of been up in the air. And then you've got the Bad Batch happening right now, and that goes all the way until May 1st. So there's going to be like a month gap. And then we've got Star Wars pretty much happening all summer long. So depending on when Outlaws comes out, like, we might just have Star Wars just going and going and going until the end of the year, which would be super nice. You've also got the Phantom Menace, the Phantom Menace coming out.
Mantis?
Yeah, I know.
Mantis.
Was that a Jedi Survivor Easter egg there?
Yeah. Speaking of Jedi Survivor, we have the wonderful opportunity of having a voice actor and a character that we love a lot. It is Daniel Roebuck, who played Grease from Jedi Survivor and Jedi Fallen Order. He will be a guest of the podcast on March 27th.
Hooray!
Yes. 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So stay tuned for that. We'll have more details soon, but we're super pumped for that. Star Wars is happening a lot right now. I'm so excited, and there's still a lot of Star Wars happening this year. The next big Star Wars event after Bad Batch is going to be the Phantom Menace, which will be in theaters on the weekend of May 4th. So tickets will be going on sale soon, so stay tuned for that. But yeah, Star Wars, awesome. We're excited. Let's go.
I also heard talk of them doing like a little featurette of the Acolyte before the Phantom Menace screenings. I'm not sure if that's going to be a thing, but
that'd be cool. Yeah. I mean, they did that because they re-released Rogue One, and they had a whole scene that from the show Andor.
Yeah.
That they put in front of Rogue One. Yeah. So totally. I could see them doing that. Yeah, I can absolutely see them doing that.
How the sequels needed Fortnite to tell part of their story.
Yeah.
That was canon, boys.
Time. Yeah. Yeah. No, I was trooping this past weekend, and this kid came up to me and was like, Fortnite. Oh my God, a stormtrooper. I love you from Fortnite. And I just stood there. And I was like, nope. I shook my helmet and I walked away. I was like, no, God, no. Just no. Ugh.
No, man, yeah.
Just no. I think that's everything. We'll be dropping some new facts on our Instagram page about all these amazing new characters and locations and stuff.
Woo-hoo!
And our favorite shots from the trailers. So. Yes.
New stuff.
If you haven't read the High Republic books, go check them out or listen to them on Audible. And then if you really would like to know more about the characters, get this book, the Star Wars High Republic Character Encyclopedia. This just does not have Jedi. It's got like all the characters.
Yeah, plant monsters.
Yes.
Rock people.
Space Viking.
Yeah. Yeah. So definitely check it out. But yeah, I'm so excited.
Star Wars, baby, let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Cool. Yeah, and if you're watching us live right now, hit the like button. Subscribe to us if you haven't. Also, before we leave, we want to thank all of our awesome patron supporters. Hayden Hauser, Darth Ace One, Liam McCallion, Chris Simpson, Kevin Leininger, Devin McCaffrey, Drew Peters, Zach Netzel, Vanweer 526, Maya Morris, and Makatala. Thank you all for your awesome support. And like Colin said, check out our new Instagram handle. It's at Star Wars Stuff Pod. Also, we're on Twitter, X, at Stuff Pod, Threads, Star Wars Stuff Podcast. And of course, you can support us at Patreon. You can look us up at Star Wars Stuff Podcast 2187. We also are on TikTok. You can email us at Star Wars Stuff Podcast at gmail.com. And we're also on Facebook. Some of you guys are watching us there. So we have a group and a page. So if you also want to write a review on Spotify or Apple, 5 stars on Spotify, 5 stars on Apple, we'd appreciate it. However, some of the reviews are highly entertaining. So
yeah.
So yeah, that's everything, I think. And yeah, we're going to release a bunch of episodes that I've had archived backlogged. We have a 6th anniversary episode that James and I recorded that I haven't released yet. So that'll be coming down the pipe there. So
there you go.
Anything else, guys?
No, that's everything.
Alrighty, for Josh, Colin, and David, may the Force be with you.
Always. Da-da.